All right, we're going fish, fish. No, we lost the music. This is Radio Fishin', and it's Fish and Frank here. And just letting you know, we've been using a hosting service, and I don't know if you noticed, but over the last year, we have not been able to do a lot of stuff a lot of the times. And just recently, they lost, all our music is gone. So we've got to get new music, get all that back up. And we are moving now to a new hosting company, a new web server, I guess is what you call it, isn't it, Cale?
Yeah, new web serving host. We're very quickly outgrowing our current host. Customer support is going straight in the crapper.
Yeah, they've actually pretty much, we called them up and they said, well, go on Google. And that's what we told them. So hopefully you guys give us just a little bit of time. And we've got all new stuff coming. We've spent a lot of money changing to get onto a new company to give you. So what's happened this year will never happen again is what we're hoping for. All new stuff. But we're going to do a little fishing report because there's been a ton of redfish over on the west side of the harbor. As you get north from around Oyster Creek and stuff, we've got a lot of redfish over there. South on the west wall, there's been a lot of smaller redfish. Now, I wouldn't say lots, but very good numbers of redfish.
Yeah, definitely.
Robert, what's your pick?
I would be looking in Turtle Bay, personally. You know, going up in there, and I would be looking in the deeper troughs, like the 4 to 7 feet of water range for the bigger redfish. And the smaller redfish are scattered up under the bushes. And then I also have the option to be out of the wind and go chase trout or possibly pompano all at the same time.
Yeah, when you get past the manatee zone between there and the pipe sandbar, there is a ton of trout out in the middle of that flat. Jigs, popping corks, pick your poison. There's a lot of trout.
Even up inside, there's been nice trout in that the deeper holes in the middle up above the oyster bar and turtle. We got into a permit/pompano up there. We say that because nobody really can tell the difference between the two, and they're very, very hard to tell the difference between the two in that 14-inch range. The biggest key is supposed to be the spikes above the anal fin, but...
I'm not sure. I'm looking at the butt of a pompano to try and figure it out. Robert, what's your cue? When you're staring at the bottom side of a pompano and you're looking at its butt, what are you looking for to tell pompano permit?
I'm not looking at its butt. I'm definitely looking for yellow, first of all, because that's a key giveaway every time. If it's got yellow on its chest, it's definitely a pompano. If it doesn't, it's a permit.
So and you're a permit. More of a breast man, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And then permit also have longer,
now we know
slightly
what Cale
longer
looks at.
Fins on it.
So, longer fins, but...
That was too much time in the military.
A lot of time with the Navy.
You spent too much time on those Navy vessels, Cale?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the good news is if you can't tell the difference between a permit and a pompano, they both have to be the same size. So there isn't a whole lot of worries out there in this area. It's not like your sheephead and your black drum. You know, you have to know the difference between the two, and they look similar. But the permit and the pompano, same size limit.
Okay, let's go sheephead. Placita trestle, inside of the island on from Stump Pass up through the Tom Adams Bridge. Those docks are doing well. Where's your best bet sheephead, Robert?
I would probably say either the trestles along the intercoastal there from Placido over to Boca Grande, and then I would also be fishing the all those docks right there in Boca Grande and the canal and the bayou, and even working my way out down towards the phosphate dock, checking some of those isolated sand holes and stuff.
Cale?
If you're up inside Turtle and Bull Bay, those little barrier islands and keys that sit between Turtle and Bull have been holding a lot of big sheephead.
All right. So we got a couple good spots for sheephead there. Now, redfish on the west wall of the harbor has actually been very good. Cale, give me another redfish spot.
I've been working upriver, and I think with this cold front, once we get a couple more days of cold front, I'm going to start hitting those deep holes of the river again. The next couple of days, I'm probably going to concentrate The 41 Bridge is a great place to pick up redfish. The Port Charlotte side on an outgoing tide is probably one of this place's best-kept redfish secrets.
Yeah, a customer just stopped me. Oh, by the way, we're at the Charlotte County Boat Show today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's the, let's see, today's January 17th. We'll be here at the Charlotte County Boat Show doing seminars. Me, Captain Kale, Robert, Brian Ball, Captain Carl Budinger. Budingen, Captain Carl for sure. unfortunately, Greg will be there, Captain Greg, you know, the jelly green giant of fishing. I don't think we're going to see Josh this weekend. I think he's hunting.
I don't think so.
Rhett Morris will be there. We got Brian Ball's going to be there. We've got Captain Billy Barton's going to be there. We've got a whole cast and crew that's going to be there. A lot of the pirate crew's going to be there. So Charlotte County Boat Show up the fairgrounds. That's today, tomorrow, and Sunday, 17th, 18th, 19th, and seminars all day. And or you can just stop in and BS a little bit. But the guy came in, and he just whacking the redfish on that north side between 41 and 75.
Yep.
He's just having a ball, and he's all by himself. It's great. I mean, he's just loving it. Now we've just ruined his whole day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is just so. Anyway, anybody here in Snook? Ooh, a lot of quiet.
Yeah, we were probably hearing very good Snook before this cold front. I think at least the first two or three days is probably going to give them lockjaw, and we're hitting a pretty big hurdle here. We're hitting a cold front on a full moon.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go, I don't know about the snook, I'm going to go into Spanish mackerel. I've been hearing tons of mackerel down by the reef, tons of mackerel down by the middle hole, out on right along the beaches.
Elgin Bean Bridge.
Robert, you're going to pipe in on that one? Kale's got Elgin Bean. You need one.
I'm going to say right there along the intercoastal and going out through Boca. That's going to be, I think, the more consistent numbers. The fish up inside are better quality, but less numbers of them, real hopscotched.
Okay. So there's your Spanish mackerel thing, the reef, middle hole. Robert's calling the intercoastal, and Kale was Elgin Bean.
The Elgin Bean, they've been there. I'm also going to go hit the Alligator Creek Reef. They're still getting a little bit less and less reports.
I did that one.
Yeah, but there's cobia there, so I'm still going to head there because I'll have a backup plan for cobia.
So, cobia at the artificial reef. Hey, Robert, any stories on cobia?
Most of what I've been hearing about is just incidental catches or sightings of them around, you know, the artificial reef out in the 20-foot hole while guys are looking around for the Spanish max.
That's good enough for me. I'll take incidental reports and sightings.
You know, that's just, it'd be an exciting catch, but I'm not going to go out and devote a day to it. It's too cold.
Anybody heard anything going on in Lemon Bay?
The trout have been still doing very, very good right at the end of everybody's docks along the intercoastal and along the sand holes up along the grass flats. And then right there around Ski Alley, right there close to Stump Pass, has been pretty consistent on the trout. Just basically most of the guys are doing the best for the bigger trout or either fishing the ends of the people's docks while they're fishing under the docks looking for the redfish and sheep's head, but also drifting the grass in between everybody's long docks there and just blind casting.
Okay. And we were seeing the exact same thing upriver. You're fishing underneath the docks for the redfish, the snook, and the snapper, and out in front of the docks and in between the docks has been very, very nice trout, especially up in
right
those
in
docks
front of my
in
house.
Front of your house. Yep. Big, beautiful trout in there.
It was funny because I know you took my dad out, and I said, well, they're going to go, and they're going to fish here, they're going to fish there, they're going to fish there, and then they're going to come back and get right in front of my canal, and they're going to catch these big trout. And I said, I've done that. I'm not doing that today. Because it was cold and rainy when you and dad went out.
Yeah.
Now, anybody hearing anything about Sanibel, Captiva, anything down in there?
Mostly sheep's head. Mostly sheep's head down on the backside of the intercoastal there between Redfish Pass and basically St. James City, you know, all down in that area. All those sand holes have
bigger and better numbers.
Much, much bigger fish. I mean, I'm hearing of like 6-pound sheep's head on a fairly steady basis, 2 and 3 pound trout on a pretty consistent basis. And they've also been getting into some bonnet heads down there that have been a little bit bigger. A few oddball bluefish and Spanish mackerel right along the edges of the channel. kind of a good mixed bag down in there. And then there's been some very good red fishing up along the flats and in around some of those oyster patches too.
Very strange year for sheephead. They've been very, very reluctant to come up around Cape Hayes Point and up past Burnt Store this year. Our larger numbers seem to be sticking down south.
Yeah, it was going to be that year anyway. All right, on the round table we've got going Matt Lachey, anybody?
Haven't heard anything out of Matt Lachey except trout.
Yeah, the trout right there around Matt Lachey in the Indian Fields, and then some sheep's head right there up along the new bridge there.
Yeah.
And then a few scattered out along the edges in some of those deeper sand holes, but not anything super consistent that I've heard of.
Okay. So I guess that brings us over to the east side of the harbor. Last year, all we did east side, and there's still fish there, but I'm not hearing the mega stories like I am some of the other ones. It could be my...
No. Kale's the only one with that kind of goofy ringtone. Are you kidding me?
So, anyway, yeah, you can dance if you want to, Kale.
Yeah.
There he goes. The wiggle. That's the Navy coming out.
That wasn't a dance. That was me trying to get my phone out of my pocket.
Well, it looked like a dance. I'm going to have nightmares for a week.
Wow.
Anyway, we were talking about the east side. It was the hottest place, and for the last few years, it's been just the hottest. Not seeming to be doing that this winter. I mean, it's still good. It's still consistent, but it doesn't seem to be on fire.
No, it's pretty much everywhere with all of it, and I think just because I think we're finally, well, we're a month behind with the water temperature. Usually the water temperature is about this and sometime in mid-December.
Yeah.
Mid to end of December, so we're a good 2 to 4 weeks behind with water temperature, and I think that's what's made it so tough fishing. Not really necessarily tough, but not the consistency that we're used to and not in the regular places that we're used to.
Yeah, but the east side's still going good. There's still some redfish over there. A lot of trout between the islands and the bar and that trough. We got a little bit of fish outside of the bar worth cruising the bar for. But the Spanish mackerel and all that, look at their, just, you're newlyweds. Get a room, for God's sakes, you know? Sorry, kid problems?
No, that was my client that we were supposed to go out with today, so I'm going to have my secretary field the call and see what they needed while I do the radio.
She's going to beat the hell out of you. What a stick for calling her your secretary. I mean, you married the Cuban. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, you said, okay. I mean, she's cute, but she's still Cuban. She's got a temper.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yes, I know we're racist. I get that. We're going to have cards and letters, and they're going to be going, Frank, your dog. But she's fiery.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, zero to bitch in 2 seconds.
Yeah, so, anyway. Oh, God. And we're going to put this on the air. I don't understand this. I'm sorry. Anyway, we're back. We're doing a fishing report. If this goes on the air, because this is still going on the old server, so we're going to see if it works. But just once again, kind of to wrap this up, any last thoughts, guys?
That it's just it's pretty chilly, so don't have super high expectations. Move around, move slow and methodical, and look for the fish. You know, I mean, just you can't spend a lot of time in one spot. You know, just
10-15 minutes in a spot.
Yeah.
I'm usually half
and the water's
anyway.
And the water's super, super clear out there, so be real slow and methodical with where you're moving and watching all around you and see where some of these fish are at, because some of them are under the bushes. Some of them are out in those deeper sand holes. Some of them are in those real deep troughs, like we were saying in Turtle Bay there, in that 7 feet of water. Water's clear enough if you're watching and moving very slow, and you'll actually see those fish, but if you're moving along too quickly, you're not going to see anything going on, so take your time and really be as observant as possible on it.
Robert hit it right on the head. The good news with this front coming through is this looks like it's going to be a 5 or 6 day front. This isn't going to be back to 80 degrees in 3 days. So
that's the good news? I'm sorry.
I've
got a jacket,
absolutely
insulated underwear. Robert's got his insulated pants. I get earmuffs fishing, on, for God's sake.
For fishing, it's great news because we're getting some consistency out of this front. So you can start fishing just like normal 2 or 3 days after this front because the fish are going to be used to it. We're not going to drop down cold to shut them off completely. they'll get used to it, and they'll start feeding again.
Yeah, it's not going to be long before everything just goes crazy. We need these cold days. As much as I feel bad for the people who have flown down here and driven down here, and thank you guys so much for doing that. I'm sorry the weather isn't a little better for you, but this is what cleans out the microalgae, the bacteria. This helps clean the water up a lot for us, and this makes our summer a little safer for, you know, boating, fishing, wading. So
it definitely is going to make for a better summer.
Yeah, this is we actually have to have these in order for Florida to keep green and pretty and beautiful water and all that. So anyway, once again, just to let you know, we are going to try and keep everything up. This is our first broadcast since Sunday because we could not get on our website.
Right.
We could not get on the server. It's been awful, and we're spending a tremendous amount of money moving everything we have to another company trying to get, so we have a little more, no downtime.
Should be.
Better customer service.
If the planets line up and we cross our fingers and hold our tongues right, this should be pretty much seamless.
Yeah, hopefully. But we're back, we hope. If you hear this, you know we made it back.
Knock on.
Yeah, if you hear this, here we go. If you actually hear this, we're back on the air, first time since Sunday. So anyway, guys, thanks for bearing with us. We have no music, no production. It's a work in progress. But we will see you hopefully again tomorrow. This is Fish and Frank, Captain Kale, and the one and only, the world famous. It is
nationally publicated.
National publication, Robert. Yay! Hey. We may have lost our music, but our studio audience is still here with us. And they love you, Robert.
Wow.
Okay. Hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow, guys. Bye-bye.